The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Beis, tells us that the Chachamim at some point wanted to insert reading Parshas Balak, the story of Bilam trying to curse the Jewish people and then that turning into blessings. They wanted to insert that part of the story into the daily recitation of the Kriya Shema. But ultimately they decided not to do it because of Tircha D'Tzibura. This would add unnecessary length to the davening, it would be inconvenience and not appreciated by the community, by the Tzibur. The reasons for why specifically on a substantive level, thematically, why they would want to insert this chapter, this part of our Torah reading into the Kriya Shema of all parts, why Dafka, this what they call Parshas Balak, is discussed in the Gemara and the Mefarshim there. But what I wanted to speak about is in fact a more common, very common, maybe the most common example where this issue is discussed, and that is in the issue of waiting for the rabbi during davening. We know that it's common in most, if not all, shuls and yeshivas that you wait for the rabbi or the Rosh Hashiva, whoever the leader of that community is, certainly for Chazaras Hashatz and in many, many, many shuls as well, for finishing saying Shema, the daily Shema. And the question is, what is the story with that and how does that relate to this idea mentioned in the Gemara of Tircha D'Tzibura? And what is really fascinating, I think will come to a shock as a shock to most people, is that the earliest sources that we have all say not to wait for the rabbi. I believe the earliest source on this topic is a responsa, a tshuva of the Binyamin Zev, Simon Kuf Samaches. The Binyamin Zev was a great god who lived in the first half of the 16th century in Greece. And he writes that a person, a shul community, should not wait for the rabbi or the Godel Ha'ir, because it's a tircha, it's not fair to the community, it's not fair to the people who are there in shul to make them wait if the rabbi is davening much slower than the rest of the tzibur. He also mentions a related topic, although one we won't get into too much, which is that he says, once the minyan arrives at the start of davening, if the rabbi is still not there, you might have thought you should wait to be respectful to the rabbi and not start without him. But he says, no, if this is the start time and you have a minyan, you don't wait, because that would be tircha d'tzibura. Interesting topic, although not one we're going to discuss. But again, the Binyamin Zev, the first and very authoritative source on the topic, says not to wait for the rabbi for something like Chazaras Hashatz. Now, you might say, well, you know, that's somewhat of an obscure source, and how do I know if we hold like him? Well, in fact, the Ramah in Simon Kuf Chaf Dalid brings down this Binyamin Zev and Paskins like him. Yes, this I think is really going to be surprising to most people. No less than the Ramah. Paskins not to wait for the rabbi. He also mentions you shouldn't wait for the rabbi in terms of starting the davening, but for our purposes, he mentions you shouldn't wait for the rabbi when it comes to Chazaras Hashatz and things like that in the davening. Not fair. Going to slow down the davening. Tircha D'Tzibura. The Magen Avraham and others there in Shulchan Aruch bring a proof from the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph, which tells us that Rabbi Akiva, when he would daven in public, he would be Makatzer Tfilaso, and the Gemara says the reason that he shortened his tefillah, some say he left out certain parts, or that he davened very fast, much faster than he would usually. The Gemara says, Mipnei Torah Chatzibur, because he was sensitive to the Tircha D'Tzibura. And the Magen Avraham explains that we see from Rabbi Akiva that he was so sensitive to the Tzibur and to them not being inconvenienced that he would daven faster, or perhaps even less than he would otherwise. We learn from that it's not right for the rabbi to be marich in his tefillah. If Rabbi Akiva, of all people, one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, if he was makatzer, if he goes faster, leaves out things, then why should your rabbi, why should any rabbi nowadays be marich? And if the rabbi does that, he's not doing the right thing. He should have been following Rabbi Akiva's example. He's not doing the right thing. And therefore, you don't have to wait for him. Now, all of that notwithstanding, as we all know, this is the practice, though. We do wait for the rabbi. We do wait for the Rosh Hashiva. And in fact, already in the time of the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down as well, they comment, notwithstanding, despite the psak of the Ramah, which is based on even earlier psak of the Binyamin Zev, says the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down as well, the practice is to wait for the rabbi. What's really striking is that Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a tshuva. It's not included in the general collection of his responsa, but we have a manuscript which has been published in numerous places since then, where Rabbi Akiva Eiger is strident and extreme in his criticism of anybody who wouldn't wait for the rabbi. Chalila v'chas, it would be a terrible thing not to wait for the rabbi. All Judaism could fall apart if we're not waiting for the rabbi. Really, really sensational and extreme approach of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, especially when you consider that the position he is criticizing was initially endorsed and paskin by none less than the Ramah. And yet, it's become such a universal practice that to change it, from Rabbi Akiva Eiger's perspective, would be a controversial reform, if you will, and change in tradition. Even if we don't go as far as Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but as we all know, this is the practice, and it's a practice that was already endorsed in the time of the Magen Avraham. How do we understand this? What happened to the seemingly straightforward, authoritative psak of the Binyamin Zev, the straightforward, authoritative psak of the Ramah? Psak of the Ramah, unquestioned, no one debates it in terms of arguments and substance, and yet it's become universal that in fact we do wait for the rabbi or for the Rosh Hashiva. So very briefly, three theories that have been suggested. Two primary and a third as well. The first, the Magen Avraham brings us down, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, and that is that it's not really about the rabbi. Most people in shul, perhaps you'd say it's still true now, but it certainly was true, the Magen Avraham says in his day, they daven too fast, which he says is shalom kedin, you shouldn't daven so fast. But they daven so fast, but there's a minority of people who daven very slowly. But unfortunately, those people who daven slowly are penalized because they never have a chance to answer Kedusha with the rest of the shul, because everything happens so fast and they're still davening slowly. So if you have a rabbi in shul who's also presumably davening slowly, we say, wait for him, but really it's not so much about the rabbi per se as much it is to be respectful and be helpful to all the people who are davening the way they should, slower and with more kavana. Very interesting explanation of the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. Second theory that's mentioned by some poskim is that yes, it's true that really to wait for the rabbi is a compromise in the kavod of the tzibur, but the tzibur is mochel. The tzibur doesn't mind. They'd rather show the tribute to the rabbi or have a slower davening, whatever the case, the reason is, but they're mochel. We have other sources that prove that a tzibur is allowed to be mochel. A third suggestion that is made by some, perhaps seriously, and others more whimsically, derech tzachos, is that we have numerous sources that say that being a rabbi shortens your life, the stress, etc. And on the other hand, we have sources that say that davening slowly is a skula for long life, and therefore the tzibur owes it to the rabbi for all the stress they cause him to wait and let him daven slowly.